God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 229. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers. My dear best friend, my loving wife, graduated from this earth to heaven 2 years ago, this February 14th on Valentine's Day. I will be putting on one of her most recent posthumous prophetic words before her passing to honor her memory on each of the programs aired up to February 14, 2009.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
The Lord would say, I have come unto you that you might feel my presence, that you might be filled with the joy that I have given you, that you might be strengthened to continue on what I have for you. The Lord would say that He loves you and that He will continue to be by your side. Just open up your heart that you might feel Him and that you might feel His presence and that you might be able to have a conversation with Him. The Lord loves you and He has seen what you have done. And He has given you that strength when you have needed it. For this time, it is rough, and it will continue to be rougher. But I will be with you. I will be with you to the very end, saith the Lord.
That was a posthumous word by Sister Johnson in honor of her life of ministry working for her Lord. She went to be with Jesus February 14th, 2007.
For yea, saith the Lord, the earth is waiting now. All creation waits for the shaking that will come at the sound of the trumpet and the shout of the voice. For the time is near now, saith the Lord, when all things must be dealt with, when all things will come under the almighty power of my hand. And I shall stand as ruler of all things. And the earth, the trees, the mountains, the peoples shall bow before me. There will again be adoration for the holiness of my name. There will again be shouts and sounds of joy at the mention of my name. So faint not, for the time is coming and is very soon, says the Father God.
I called you to be beacons of light, saith the Lord. And as you speak my word, saith God, it shall be as though you push the word of the enemy right back down his throat, saith the Lord. And be not afraid to speak my word, for my word shall come from your mouth in great power, in great might, and in great majesty. The spirit that I bring upon you, saith the Lord, shall be one where you will fear nothing, saith the Lord. Be strong and be bold, for I, the Lord, am with you to face any circumstance, any individual, and I will bring great deliverance, for my pathway is one of deliverance, saith the Lord.
Time and an hour when my alarm is being sounded loud and clear throughout all the world, for it is the last days, it is that hour that you've read about, that you've studied about. The signs are clear. The preparations are being made. Therefore, I say unto you, continue to draw closer to me. Continue to walk according to my word. Allow yourself to be filled to overflowing with my spirit, that I can move you into the place that I can use you far greater than any time in your ministry before.
Yes.
Prepare yourselves now, for it shall be a great time, saith your Father God, a great outpouring of my spirit. It shall usher in the multitude of people from near and from far, for they shall come from all corners of the earth. For it is that hour and it is that time, saith your Father God. So press yourself in even closer than you are. Walk by my side.
Glory to God, He is still on the throne. And welcome to all our friends on Superstation WWRB 3.185. My friends, do not fear the end times, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a sound mind, that you might trust Him in all things. But God will also not be mocked. as the world is mocking him and his children right now through vain deceit and blasphemy. You have nothing to fear about the end times if you are truly saved and awaiting the Lord's return for His church, my friends. Revelation 3:3. Please stay tuned for the prophecy news behind the news after this. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own audible voice as His watchman. Now here is an audio clip of a radio check I have received. It's a bit long, but bear with me, because I think you'll find it interesting.
Brother, good evening. This is Keith going back with a suggestion I was thinking about. You know, with the severity of the times, the reports about what Obama's planning to do, you know, I was thinking, instead of the people like yourselves having to worry or apologize about not getting a program in on the air, my suggestion is this. I think what WWRB should consider is letting all the preachers on the air and give them complimentary airtime. My feeling for this is that you brave preachers are out there sticking your necks out trying to warn the people. And I don't think that's something that should be taken lightly. People like yourselves having to worry about soliciting, getting people to contribute offerings in this time when unemployment is so high. I know it's hard enough just to put together a program, but having to worry about soliciting money and being able to do that. God bless you. Good night.
Thank you, Brother Keith from New Jersey. I really do appreciate all your calls supporting this program and my efforts to keep it on the air. God bless you, my brother. I try not to solicit funding, but since this program is listener-supported, I have no choice at times but to let my listeners know when I'm about to cancel a program because of funding. If I do not do that, I always get calls and letters asking why after I cancel a program, which sometimes becomes necessary and is really beyond my control. Please know that I agree with you in many of the things you said, but in defense of WWRB, they do play my programs and others free at times for their tithe of the station. The electricity cost to WWRB to be able to put out that superstation signal that is clearly heard in much of the world is very expensive. Also, WWRB's $30 charge for a half hour is so much less than other stations who charge up to $90, some even more, for a half an hour, which I cannot afford. So you can see WWRB is making it possible now for this program to be even broadcast more than one night a week at one-third the cost of the other stations. I do understand many like yourself cannot give because they are out of work in these end days we live in. But the fact is, this program is listener-supported, and there are others who are working that can support it. A handful of faithful listeners are right now sacrificially doing that, and I am grateful to them for their steadfastness in their giving. I also am one of those, and I live on Social Security. But be assured that no one at Signs is paid. All love offerings go to Radio Time. Now, I am not soliciting, but I simply am making the need known. And if every listener tonight, every listener, would put one small dollar in an envelope and send it in, it would silence the need, for there would no longer be a need. That could mean hundreds, even thousands of dollars from a $1 offering. But then again, there aren't that many listeners, so maybe it means less than $100. I've said this twice before, and only one dear sister in Pennsylvania responds to it. Just one. And she sends usually $3 or $4. And I'm sure that it's very much a sacrifice for her. So I doubt that doing it again tonight is going to get me that hundreds or even thousands of dollars. But all you listeners out there could prove me wrong. That said, Thursday nights have been on for almost 5 years now, and will continue to be on as long as I can personally keep it on the air if I have to. If the liberals, though, have their way, WWRB and other Christian stations will be closed down by our now socialistic communistic government. However, they may get me first before those radio stations. It is a possibility. As I have said, and because what I say, I put this on the air because I felt all my listener friends would be interested in your comments and my answers. Be blessed, my friends. The end is near. Jesus is coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. I will not quit. I will not bow down to the principalities and powers and forces of evil, but if the Lord, yes, Jesus, allows my voice to be taken off the air, then amen, which basically means, so be it. Now, I know this was a little long, but I felt it was important for you to hear what both this brother in New Jersey and I had to say about this subject. Please forgive me for its length. Be blessed, my friends. Will you call Radio Check-In and let me know how well this program's doing, where it's being heard? I'd appreciate it. It won't cost much. It takes only seconds to record your state and how well you're hearing the program. Don't even have to give your name if you don't want to. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Now, there's only one line, so please be patient and call as many times as you need if it's busy. That number repeats at the end of this program. The introduction took up the time I would normally use for a preaching tonight, so let's get right into the prophecy news, behind the news. President Obama retakes oath of office without Bible. President Barack Obama retook the oath of office from Chief Justice John Roberts the next day after the inauguration. Legal experts had suggested the move because of the multiple stumbles and fumbles at the original event the day before, when he should have said he would faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. He instead said he will execute the office of President of the United States faithfully. Watchman comment. I told you they were up to something. No oath on the Bible means no God of the Bible in the USA presidency. My, my, my. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson told you Gog, Father Obama, was a Muslim. Do you believe me now? I can't help but wonder if it was done that way to avoid the oath on the Bible. John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Continuing, new U.S. report details effects of rising sea levels. A new U.S. report concludes that Florida and Louisiana are the states most vulnerable to sea level rise, followed by North Carolina and Texas. Watchman comment. I have played you the audio of the prophecy that has said that the coasts of the United States would be flooded in water, especially those on the East Coast. And Florida and North Carolina are on the East Coast. Louisiana is on the Gulf Coast. Texas is on the West Coast. But that same prophecy said the coasts of the whole world, so it includes those also. I was going to play that prophecy, but if you haven't heard it, I'm sorry. I'm going to get on with the news. The peaceful transfer of violent power. The peaceful transition from the Bush to the Obama regime was indeed the occasion, but let us focus on exactly what was transferred. Despite the oratory about hope, change, and renewal, government, as someone, perhaps George Washington, said, is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. If that is right, and I contend it is, then in the inauguration we have the irony of a peaceful transfer of something that is anything but peaceful, the legal power to use physical force. Is this really something to celebrate? Is this really the change we need? Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31, paraphrase. There was a time of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent because of the appointed day when he will judge the world. Continuing, we have a new president now, and I recently heard of a person that someone knew that had been renting a house to a single African-American woman for several years. Watchman comment. Let me say one more time. I am not a racist, but there is going to be reverse racism. You need to understand that, and I'm only reading a report. Continuing. The lady had apparently never missed a payment or even been late with one. But, for some strange reason, immediately after Barack Obama was elected to office last November, the woman reportedly stopped paying rent. When politely questioned about it, She told her landlord, "We have a new president now and some things are going to change." He replied, "Well, that's fine, good for him, but you still have to pay your rent." To which she reiterated, "No, we have a new president now and some things are going to change." Watchman comment, My. I'm not picking on this lady, but that is ridiculous. Black, yellow, red, or white, is this attitude the change we need? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had a pleasure in unrighteousness." You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Definition of delusion: an erroneous belief that is held in the face of the evidence to the contrary. Watchman comment again. Brother Elijah, down there, I think it's in North Carolina, would you care to call 1-607-201-5663 and comment on this, my brother? I'd like to hear what you have to say. And he is a supporter of Signs of the Time. Continuing, while White House outlines Obama's pro-homosexual anti-family agenda, just hours after becoming president, the White House Gov website has laid out Barack Obama's agenda. First on the list is the expansion of hate crimes. The statutes to include extra punishment for crimes committed because of sexual orientation and gender identity. Obama also supports full civil unions and federal rights for homosexual couples and calls for repeal of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA. Obama also wants to expand rights for homosexuals. The Obama agenda calls for the repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy to open homosexuals to serve. Obama also promises to stand against any effort to overturn Roe v. Wade, increasing funding for family planning and comprehensive sex education, and remove any insurance restrictions against contraception. Watchman comment. Now, I know some of you don't want to hear about homosexuality and Obama, but these are end-time signs, my friends. Listen to this scripture that tells you homosex is a sign that tells us Jesus is going to return soon. Luke chapter 17, verses 29 and 30. "But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Continuing, glacier melt warning from Antarctic. A leading member of the UN climate panel and glaciologist David Vaughan recorded what he says are worrying signs of glacier melt adding to the world's sea levels. He made his remarks in an open speedboat crossing a bay on the Antarctic Peninsula, which had been blanketed by ice for thousands of years, but is now open water. The Wilkins Ice Shelf is on the brink of collapse, with just a sliver of ice holding it in its place. "It really could go at any minute," Vaughn said. "This is another fulfillment of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson. But I am really trying not to put prophecy audio on tonight, because most of it was already on this program just recently. If you would like to see pictures of this, go to my website, www.neaiga.org, and look for my prophecy fulfillment page. There you will see the prophetic word as well as the pictures of what's going on there in the Antarctic. Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. "If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I come upon thee." Continuing, polio vaccine dangers revealed. From 1955 to 1963, according to a 1976 U.S. National Institute of Health funded study, 98 million Americans alone probably were exposed to polio vaccines, contaminated with SV40, a monkey virus that can cause cancers in animals. Now, a July 7 report, 2008, in The New Scientist has raised fears that hundreds of millions of Eastern Europeans, Asians, and Africans also may have been exposed to SV40 in Soviet-made polio vaccines. This report also proves the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, speaks truth. The word revelation, by the way, comes from the Greek apokalypsis, meaning an uncovering or unveiling. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Continuing. World's first flying car prepares for takeoff. My, my, my. Is it a car? Is it a plane? Is it Superman? No, it's not Superman, but it's actually both a car and a plane. The first flying automobile, equally at home in the sky or on the road, is scheduled to take to the air possibly in February. If it survives its first test flight, the Terrafugia Transition, which can transform itself from a two-seater road car to a plane in just 15 seconds, is expected to land in showrooms in about 18 months' time. Its manufacturer says it's easy to keep and run since it uses normal unleaded fuel and will fit into a garage. Kyle Dietrichs, who runs the Massachusetts-based Terrafuga, said, "This is the first really integrated design where the wings fold up automatically and all the parts are in one vehicle." Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, "Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." And another, "Invisibility cloak moving closer into view. That cloaking device we've been dreaming of appears to be one step closer to actual cloakdom. Scientists from Duke University have improved on their earlier efforts at producing an invisibility cloak, coming up with a new type of device they say is significantly more sophisticated at cloaking an object and eventually a person from visible light. The device is made from a light-bending composite material that can detour electromagnetic waves around an object and reconnect them on the other side. That creates an effect similar to a distant mirage you would see hovering above a road on a hot day." Again, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, "Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." And another, "Face scanners at school gates. A futuristic facial recognition system is being offered to schools to improve security and recognize pupils they buy lunches and borrow library books. The technology goes beyond systems that British schools have already adapted for the same purposes, which have included ID cards, radio transponder chips embedded in school uniforms, fingerprint scanners, and iris scanners." The company, Aurora, said its systems can verify a person in just 1.5 seconds and are more accurate than a human. The device, only 28 centimeters high, is aimed at schools for ultra-fast student registration, easy cashless catering, and secure access control. Again, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, "Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Continuing, "Christians fear hate crimes may become reality in 2009. A federal hate crimes bill that is feared by Christians as a potential bludgeon against basic biblical teachings has returned to the Congress agenda by Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Tennessee. The proposal has been stymied during the Bush administration by the then-president's threat of a veto, but President-elect Barack Obama's own website has promised an expansion of federal hate crimes laws. The bill, the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2009, has been pending in Congress in one form or another since at least 2007, but has never advanced into law because of stated opposition from then-President Bush, who found it unneeded and probably unconstitutional. However, the plan by Jackson Lee, who has advocated for the special protections of those with issues involving gender identity, already has been referred to the House Committee on the Judiciary for the 2009 Congress. Many states already have hate crimes legislation. This bill is not about hate. It's not even really about crime. It's about outlawing peaceful speech, speech that asserts that homosexual behavior is morally wrong. Watchman comment, sort of like mine? The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has warned you over and over this was coming. Do you believe me now? Psalms chapter 14, verse 1. "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." Continuing, U.S. military warns sudden collapse of Mexico is possible. Mexico is one of two countries that bear consideration for a rapid and sudden collapse. In terms of worst-case scenario for the joint force and indeed the world, two large and important states bear consideration for a rapid and sudden collapse, Pakistan and Mexico. Any dissent by Mexico into chaos would demand an American response based on the serious implications for homeland security alone. Luke chapter 21, verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity. Continuing, Wisconsin High School features in-depth homosexual indoctrination regimen. In an effort to combat homophobia, a Wisconsin public school teacher implemented a 38-day regimen explicitly designed to change the minds of students who did not view homosexuality as equal to heterosexuality. Watchman comment, "It's not equal to heterosexuality. My. It's a problem. It's gross. It's sin." I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please give me a call or write and let me know. Write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, 13797 USA. With your comments, tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing. I really need your support to keep these programs coming to you, and that's all I'm going to say on tonight's program. Here is another audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Yes, this is Alan in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm listening to you every night on 3185. And I really am blessed by your program. I'm very much with you. Thank you so much. God bless you for your program.
Call my 24-hour voicemail. Record anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year. There is only one line, so keep trying. I am working on a second line. 1-607-201-5663. That 24-hour voicemail number again is 1-607-201-5663. This is a listener-supported program, and your support can be sent to Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, zip code 13797, USA. Thank you for listening, our friends. The last day signs, the end times, are sure upon the earth right now. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until the next program on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Superstation WWRB 3.185. And if you miss it, the same program is being repeated temporarily on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I say temporarily because it's only as long as the funds hold out. Or you can listen again clearly with no shortwave interference right on my website, www.neaiga.org. And there are almost 300 MP3 audio files there for you to listen to or download them free. There are no catches. They're all free. neaiga.org. Until the next time we can get together on the air and watch together Revelation 3:3, I salute you in all the love of Jesus Christ that I can muster up. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the end times. Jesus loves you, my friends. I love you, and all the Signs ministers love you. Maranatha, Watchman's Ending, Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.